I love stuff. I love my silver shoes. I love my iPad. I love my linen suit. But I don't think they care about me. They don't know who I am. But what if that was to change? What if they could sense me? What if they knew who I was? What a wonderful world that would be. Well, a technology called plastic electronics promises such a future. Hello, I'm Mark Miodovnik. I'm a material scientist and engineer from UCL. And I also present TV programmes on engineering for the BBC, including The Genius of Invention and Dara O'Brien's Science Club. So what is plastic electronics? Well, it's a suite of technologies which allow electronics and screens to be printed onto objects, onto flexible things, squidgy things, big things, small things. Because they're plastic, they are cheap, they can be integrated into almost anything, they are potentially completely recyclable, and they can do almost anything that a current computer can do now. So what they promise is a world of objects that can display information, that can interact with you, can sense who you are, and that is going to change everything. Now, where did this technology come from? Well, British scientists were at the heart of inventing this technology, especially at the Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge, where they pioneered it in the 1990s and spun out a company called Plastic Logic, which was the world's first to industrialise plastic electronics. And now, of course, it's all over the UK. It's in places like London, Middlesbrough, Manchester, Swansea, as well as Cambridge. And there is an enormous amount of innovation and expertise in Britain. It is a great British technology. Well, what will the future bring? It's hard to say. You don't really want to predict the future. A more wonderful future is what it will bring, hopefully. I mean, the 20th century brought us objects which we could do with what we like. And the 21st, via plastic electronics, promises a whole set of different relationships with the things around us. And that I'm really looking forward to.
Find out more about great British innovations, including two by me, by visiting www.topbritishinnovations.org.